I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Korean National Security Director Chung Wi-yong met with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Monday in Beijing. Miller Sega has more on that meeting.
Chung spoke earlier with China's top foreign policy advisor on the recent inter-Korean talks, where he praised the role of Chinese President Xi Jinping's administration in nudging North Korea toward denuclearization. Chung announced last week that U.S. President Donald Trump said he would meet Kim by May to, quote, achieve permanent denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Millar Sega, VOA News.
A plane carrying 71 people from Bangladesh swerved erratically and flew dangerously low before crashing and erupting into flames as it landed Monday in Nepal's capital of Kathmandu. Isha Sarai has more.
Officials and witnesses said the crash killed at least 50 people. The exact number of dead and injured remained unclear amid the chaos of the crash and the rush of the badly injured people to nearby hospitals. Officials at Kathmandu Medical College said they were treating 16 survivors. An airline spokesman said that the U.S.-Bangla Airlines flight BS-211 from Dhaka to Kathmandu was carrying 67 passengers and 4 crew members. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
British Prime Minister Theresa May is expected to speak Monday about the poisoning of a Russian spy amid speculation that she will blame Russia for the attack. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Monday that Britain must clarify its position on the poisoning before Russia will agree to speak about it. The Kremlin has denied allegations of any involvement in the attack. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website 24 hours a day or download our mobile application. This is VOA News. The UN Secretary General says attacks on the Damascus suburbs of eastern Ghouta have intensified since the adoption of a UN resolution demanding a ceasefire, with Syrian government forces driving rebels from more than 60% of the area. Antonio Guterres said Monday that the eastern Ghouta enclave is now split into 3 separate pockets. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson arrived in Chad's capital of N'Djamena Monday. He highlighted Chad's contribution to regional security.
We know that Chad faces many security threats on each of its borders. We appreciate Chad's important role in providing security for its own citizens and its contribution to the security of its neighbors as well.
Tillerson, however, is cutting short his trip to Africa by about a day to deal with pressing matters, including North Korea. As political tensions on the Korean Peninsula appear to be easing, the Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in North Korea warns human rights must not be held hostage to security concerns. Lisa Schlein has that story from the Council in Geneva.
Special Rapporteur Thomas Ojea Quintana acknowledges what appears to be a potential for rapid progress on the political and security front. While he commends the governments and initiatives for making this possible, he counsels caution.
Rapprochement cannot be a single-track process focused only on security, for there is no long-term peace and security in a climate of impunity and disregard for human rights.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
References to Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, his wife, and Finance Minister Taro Aso were removed from documents related to the sale of state-owned land at a huge discount to a private school Abe's wife has ties to. Rosanna Philpott has more on this scandal.
The school's headmaster and his wife were arrested in July on suspicion of receiving illegal subsidies. Abe's finance minister, Taro Aso, is facing calls to quit. He apologized on behalf of the ministry on Monday, but repeated that he won't step down. His survival is vital to Abe's bid for a third term as prime minister. His popularity took a nosedive over the issue last year and again in a survey this month.
That's Rosetta Philpott reporting. Taliban fighters have captured a district center in Afghanistan's western province of Farah that borders Iran. The Taliban released pictures that appeared to show fighters in the town where skirmishes were still taking place on Monday. A Taliban spokesman said 15 policemen had been killed and several military vehicles seized, along with a large quantity of ammunition. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA 1, the voice of America. VOA 1.